It's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And joining us on the phone, Royce Shenneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, you are just coming back from a trip to Italy to talk a little bit more about the wheat market internationally. 30,000-foot perspective, first of all, what were you in Italy for?
I was in Italy for a series of meetings working with our federal cooperator, U.S. Wheat Associates. And what they were doing were having a series of meetings to develop their marketing plan for a couple different regions of the world. And they referred to that as a unified export strategy meeting. And what the overall goal is for all the different regions of the world that we target marketing our wheat, that cooperator develops the plan on how we're going to market into all these different regions and writes out specific projects and plans. And then that's what's submitted to USDA in order to help get some federal funding through the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program to help us market wheat around the world.
So, Royce, you had shared with me, you sat in on two of these regions, these conversations. It was Mexico and Latin America, and then South America. Talk about the differences in the way these regions use wheat and maybe what they're looking for when it comes to American wheat.
First of all, quality wheat sells. So all of these customers are looking for high-quality milling wheats, which luckily the last couple of years, especially our hard red winter wheat crop, has exceeded expectations on quality terms, so we've got a big supply of high quality wheat. In these regions, of course, Mexico is our biggest trading partner for hard red winter wheat. They utilize it in a wide variety of products. You know, we want to be sensitive to what their needs are, what products they're developing or looking into that can utilize our wheats. So Mexico was a very interesting market to sit in on and talk about and see, you know, the changes in the dynamics there of, you know, maybe different food companies being bought up or merged and their product lines. And then same on the grain side, there's been some expansion in the grain companies there. And probably one of the most interesting parts of Mexico is that direct rail shipments of our bulk commodities into that market is expanding rapidly. They're up to 60 different locations that could take a shuttle train of wheat, which is very beneficial for us because we can direct rail our product from the Midwest right into Mexico. When we look at the South American region, it's a little bit different. It's a little more diverse in the types of wheat that they use, so maybe not quite as much hard red winter wheat, but they also have a lot of different uses where even this high-quality milling wheat is going into some of their livestock feeding operations. And that could be poultry, that could be salmon. It's a wide, diverse feed industry there. It's not cattle and hogs like we think of here. It's a little more diverse, and our products are being used in a lot of different ways.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Royce Shenneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, talking about his recent trip to Italy with the U.S. Wheat Associates for a marketing meetings, if you will. Royce, you think about what all of this means to Nebraska producers back home. What's the take-home message for them?
Well, it's important for them to realize that, you know, you may feel like one producer, a small operation in the grand scheme of things in the world, but our products are high quality. They are in demand. The world uses our products. And the better job that we do here, you know, even though it's one producer, you may feel kind of swallowed up in this whole global marketplace, but the impact of your crop in the world market is very evident. You know, like I said, high quality wheat sells. That's what we've been producing. There is a strong demand for our product around the world, and it goes into so many different facets of people's lives that you do have a big impact in feeding the world as a single producer.
Excellent. Royce, what else is important to mention on this topic that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
I guess I would say that our federal cooperator, U.S. Wheat Associates, has offices in these regions, and we really do have to give credit to our staff members that are there. They build relationships with our customers. They know all of the grain importers. They know the milling companies, the baking companies. They build relationships with them. And really, that's what helps facilitate a lot of our sales, is having a good relationship, knowing who we're dealing with. And it's not just that they know who they are. These are very long-standing, deep personal relationships. And that staff in those foreign countries building those relationships for us is extremely helpful as we try to market our products.
Yeah, absolutely. Very insightful and a good note to end on. Royce, as always, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Royce Shenneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.